Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa Daf Kuf Nun Dal. Picking up on Kuf Nun Gimel Beis Bada Bama to page next part of the Mishnah. We said the Mishnah Lo Kosav Bach Shchimira. Let's see something that you didn't write that is a Shchimira. Then I'm reading from the Mishnah. Hu Amar Shchimira Yisi. He says I was a Shchimira. Vehinu Amar Bar Yisi. No, you were actually healthy. Tzarech Levi Raya Shchimira. He used to bring a Raya that is a Shchimira, and therefore he gets it back. Otherwise he doesn't get it. Different Meir. Chal Marmim. What do you mean? I want to be Chaver El Raya. Someone who wants to take from their friend, it is upon them to bring a raya. Right now, he still has the stuff, and he's just saying that that's what he's going to give to him. Do you want to come take it? They have to prove that he was not a shchimira. Says the Gemara, "V'chamar mehemetz chaver lever raya." Beep, turn the page. Kufnim dalam adaf raya b'mai. Now, how are you going to bring a proof? Rav Huna Amar raya be'edim. You have to bring edim over here. That is that you got to bring edim to back yourself up. Rav Chisa b'Rabba by Rav Huna Amar raya b'kiyum a shtar. You got to bring a raya to certify the shtar. We got to explain both of these things. Rav Huna Amar raya be'edim with edim. Kamifli b'plukted Rabbi Yaakov b'Rabbi Yonasan. We're assuming that this machlokas, our time over here is a machlokas between Rav Yehu, Rav Yaakov, and Rav Nosson. Simon Meniach. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Meir, he holds like Rabbi Nosson. Rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov. They hold like Rabbi Yaakov. That is, Rav Meir goes, but what's known as Basar Hashta, he goes according to what is right now, Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson, Kigon Shu Bari Akshav, is regarding the fact that he's healthy right now. Vachikam Rabbi Nosson. Amar Shchiv Meirah, he says, is a Shchiv Meirah, Vachshav, and he bari, now I'm healthy, Vachuzrani be. You were healthy. He has to bring a raya that he was a shchimira, because if you go according to right now, you're healthy. Nosin, the giver of year, he's a muksak in his own property, and it's on the one who's receiving it, the matana, that he has to be motzi from his friend, and it's on him to bring a raya that he was in health. Healthy person at the time that he said it. Rav Chista v'Rabba Rav Huna Ami Raya B'Kiyum Ashtar. They say that the Mishnah is talking about a raya through Kiyum Ashtar. Kamifagi b'moda b'shtar shiksavu shitzarech l'kaimo. That they're arguing over what's the machlokas that's happening over here when b'moda b'shtar, when someone who admits that he wrote a shtar, that he has to. But he still has to have it certified. The mayor Savar Moda B'Shtar Shekosfu Ainat Tzarech L'Kaimo. Some mayor says that one who says he admits that he wrote a shtar, then the one who has it does not have to have it certified, right? So therefore, once a giver admits that his gift, the shtar, is actually true, then the recipient goes and he collects it without having to prove that he was healthy when he gave it. Rabbanan Savri Moda B'Shtar Shekosfu Tzarech L'Kaimo. You have to go ahead and have it certified. So even after the one who gives it, he admits to the fact that it's true, he can't collect this gift until they certify the shtar.
But we already had this machlokas in another place. They already disagreed in other areas whether a person has to have it certified if he admits to it. So why do they have to do it again? The tyrants and the who authenticated document are not believed to disqualify it. They are believed, right? So why would our Mishnah have to say this machlokas again? This is a machlokas which is in brought in Subis. Sricha says, "Well, no, we have to go and bring out. We have to bring both cases. The Amar, he, everybody said, only the case of Subas, but he came in our button. It's only in that case where the Edom who signed the shtar are challenging it. That the Chachamim are going to say that you have to certify. It's necessary to certify it, even after he says that he wrote it. Mishum Dalima Edom Umar Ishtara, since the Edim are stronger and they can undermine the validity of the shtar. Of Allah, but over here, who the lav kol kamine, where the shtar is undermined by the giver who doesn't have the power that the Edim have, emalo, then I would say that he's not believed, and therefore our Mishnah has to bring the machlokas over there also, where the giver challenges the validity of the document. Vit marbaha, and it was only said by the Mishnah, then we would say, Baha ka'am Rabbi Meir, and that's where. In this case is where the giver who challenges the document's validity of mayor says that we are going to reject it even without certifying. Aval Bahach, but in the case of the Brisa where the Edim who come against the validity of the shtar, ema modul rabbanon, maybe they admit to the rabbanon and say that it has to be certified tzricha. Therefore, you have to bring both cases. V'chein amar rabba raya be'edim means raya be'edim. He says with edim. Amar le'abaya, Abaya says to my time. What's the reason you say that you explain the Mishnah? It's talking about raya means you have to bring a raya be'edim. And for the Gemara, if you want to say that because a normal type of matana, a shtar, has something written in them that's saying that the giver gave the gift, while he was going on his feet in the shuk, and it doesn't say that, and therefore you say clearly it must be it's a shchimir, because he didn't write that. Adar, I would say the opposite. Since in all Shchimir documents, it says, "Kad kotzir v'rami barasiv." When I was sick and lying in bed, halok the ba, but it doesn't say that shmami na bari havi. You don't have a raya because it didn't write that they were like walking on the road. That means that they were sick. It's because it would be the opposite also. Ikalim meimer hachi. So maybe you could say v'ikalim meimer hachi. Since there are both ways you could take it, either they were healthy or they were sick, then ukimona bechesas mari. We're just going to leave it in the chazaka of the owner. Right, in other words, the giver, unless the one who gets it brings a raya to what he's saying. Ube plua, wa, the Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ube plukta. This over here, this machlokas we're going to see now between Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokas is the same as Rav Huna Rav Chista. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Raya Be'edim, Rabbi Shimon Lokas Amar Raya Be'kiyam Hashtar. Eser Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lokas. So he comes to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha on Mishlokas who says that it means a shtar. Ma'isim Ebnei Barak. Be'echad shemachar be'bnei brak. Oh, story of B'nei Brak. Be'echad shemachar b'nichse aviv u'meis. There was somebody who sold the chasim property of his father that died. And then he died. Right? So you got the guy who dies. He leaves the stuff to his son. The son sells the stuff and then he also dies. Then Uboi b'nei mishpachto v'yiraru, and the other members of the family, of the father's family, they come and they challenge the sale. Lomer katan hei b'shas misa. They say that when A died and gave it to B, and then B died, and B, when A gave it to B and then died, and then B sold it, I'm saying katan hei b'shas misa. Say that he was really a katan when he sold it, when he died. They came and they asked Rabbi Akiva, like, what's going on, right? What's happening is like this. When the buyers asked for the land that they bought, the relative said, no, the seller was a minor at the time, then therefore it's no good. And when they heard this, they wanted witnesses who could testify that he was an adult, that the sale was actually good, but they didn't find any. So therefore they said that the dead person should be checked to see whether or not he was a gadol or he was a katan. So I checked for Siman. And they said, what's the din about the checking to check whether or not he had Shti Cyrus? Amalam said to me, Yitam Rashayim Lenavlo. Yitam Rashayim Lenavlo. No, you can't be Menavel. You can't, you know, this is a Menavel is defiling the dead body. You can't do that. Va'od, Simanim Asun, Lishtano Sachamisam. Not only that, but signs, they change after death. And therefore, it's not even a raya. It's not a proof of anything. And therefore, it remains by the people who. The Yarshim, they get to keep it for now. Beep, turn the page. Book of Nun Dalid Amud Beis. Bish, the Sennacher comes to Kasha. Yochanan says like this, according to me, Damina Raya Be'edim, I say that is to bring through Edim. I would explain to Akiva that he wanted them to prove their case with witnesses. But since they couldn't bring in witnesses, they weren't found. Then they said, okay, how about we go and we check? According to you, you say Raya means it be kind of star. Then we go and check the body. What sheikhs does that have to do anything? Let them just go ahead and have their documents certified. And then go ahead and take the property over here. It must be what you're saying. It doesn't make sense. Rishaka says, who says that the nechassim of the property is in the possession of the family members? V'kaasu l'kuchos ma'are, and that the purchasers are coming and protesting. That's not the case. Nechse b'chetz l'kuchos ga'ami. Actually, the buyers had it now. They already took it. V'kaasu b'nei mishpacha v'kama'are, and the family members are coming, and they were being ma'are. So Rish Lakish says there's a flipperoo. It's not exactly what you thought it was. He says that we're talking about that the purchaser already has the stuff over here, the land. And the family wants to get it back. And they're saying there was no good because he was a minor. So since the family wanted to do that, Therefore, the right is on them, right? And this explains why even according to Rish Lakish, we say that the father of the family is to bring a raya through Edom or some sort of evidence of being that the case. So if the family, that is, if it's the family that's proving it, then certification will be, doesn't make any sense because then it would show that the sale was actually good, but they want to show that it was no good. So therefore they wanted to bring Edom to prove the claim that the sale had been a katan when none of them were found. That's when they decided to go check the body. Hachinim istavas, it makes sense. To come in the hoop from the fact that Rabbi Akiva said to the one who asked the kasha, "Iyatam Rishayim Lanavlo, you're not allowed to go out and be Menavel the body." Vishtiko, and they were quiet. Hold on. Now, if you were to say it's the family ones that are coming and challenging it, then Misham Hachi Ishtiko, that's why they were quiet. And Rabbi Akiva didn't allow them to go and defile the body because it was their relative, and therefore they wouldn't want to do such a thing. If you say it was a kukos, why would they be quiet? Let them just say, Anan Zuza Yavinale. We paid money for the, you know, but we never got it. Linvel, go ahead and defile them. What do we care? It's not their body, it's not their family. Well, that's not a rag. Because if that's what you're saying, then there wouldn't be a problem because this is what Rabbi Akiva said to them. One, you're not and besides that, and even if you want to say that we took the money and let him be menavelized or defiled to bring Uriah, they're going to change that for Misa, so therefore it wouldn't be a Raya. We're continuing on with this idea over here of whether the person has to have it certified if so now Shal Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan Zushishnuya b'Mishnah Bar Kapara. This din that is taught in the Mishnah of Bar Kapara, whose view is this? Right, it says the Mishnah Bar Kapara was a bunch of braises. A bunch of braises, says the Rashbam, Basifakai, Lemer B'Meir here. Hareisha Yochel Sadu Ba B'Cheskes Yishalo. Let's say a person who comes into a field, and he normally would do it, and he eats from the crops over there, and everyone saw, thought that it was his field. And nobody thought it wasn't his. V'kara Lav Echad Ar Lomer Shali. And then someone who previously owned the field, he comes and he says, hold on 1 second, the field's mine. And the other one who's eating pulls out his owner, his deed, and says, you sold me the field. You give it to me matana. If the guy right away goes and he says, I don't even know what that shtar is. What is that? I never sold it to you. I never gave it to you. That's not my shtar. You sky my shtar, b'chosmo. Then we have to certify through the signatures. Imam shtar pasim, who then, if he says that it's a shtar pasim, which is a shtar that somebody writes over to somebody as if it's their field to make them look like they're rich, when really they didn't really mean to give it to them. O shtar amana, he says, the shtar amana, you know, it's like a trustworthy type thing. Shemachati l'chavolon esati l'damim, right? I sold it to you, but you didn't yet give me the money for it. Then im yeshedim, if they're edim, who say this is true, then halechachar edim, go by the edim. V'imlav, not halechachar shtar. We go according to what the shtar says. If the shtar says that the field was sold and no witnesses are coming against us, we rely on the shtar, even though he comes and he says it's not true. And if only two witnesses are going to back up this claim, do we believe him and invalidate? Or only if there's two edim that are supporting this thing, are we going to believe him and knock at the shtar? Lema Rabbi Meir he. You want to say that this whole shtikot Torah is Rabbi Meir? The Amar Moda B'Shtar Shekosva Inu Tzorech L'Kaimo. He says somebody goes in, he admits the fact that he wrote the shtar, that he doesn't have to get it certified. V'lo Rabbanan, it's not the Rabbanan who say that you have to certify it in such a case. Amalei, he says back to him, lo, this mission over here of Bar Kapara goes can even work in the Chachamim. Shani Omer, because I say Divrei Kol Moda B'Shtar Shekosva Inu Tzorech L'Kaimo. Everyone agrees that if a guy is Moda B'Shtar Shekosva, that you don't have to be Mekayim it. So therefore the mission of Bar Kapara, which says like this, goes to the Chachamim also. But what do you mean? We're actually arguing about that. We learned in a braisa, in a braisa. We switch this to the Tanya, right? It says the Mishnah Shas, the Tanya. Edim who certify a document and not believe to disqualify it. Divri Rebbe Meir, Azai Gazakt, Rebbe Meir.
Chamomim ne'amanim. Chamomim say they are believed.
Okay, so how are you, Rabbi Yochanan, saying that there's no machlokas?
Amalei said back to him, I edim alime umare shtara. Ihu kol kminei.
You want to try to bring a parallel from here of the Chachamim, the Brais, and say we believe Edom. That's because Edom have a power, the legal power, and they can undermine the shtar even after they admitted that they signed it. But does a seller have such a power to do such a thing? Of course he can't. Once he admits that he wrote the shtar, then he's not believed to go and change that. So the Gemara now says, Rish Lakish's objection of Yochanan, Amalei says back, V'alo mishimcha amru, but it isn't saying your name, but the case of the Bnei Barak shtekel. That Yafa Ira Rubei Mishpacha, the family members, yeah, it was a good challenge over here. The sale, even though that they admitted to the bill of sale, was authentic, which means that one can challenge the validity of a document even after admitting they wrote it. Amalei, if Yochanan says back, Zu Elazar Amra. That's what Elazar said, which is his Talmud. Anilo Amarti Dover Zemiolam. I never said that at all. I say that the challenge does not work. It's actually not effective when they came along and they, and they challenged it.
Amar Rabbi Zeira, im yichbar Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Elazar Talmido. Rabbi Yochan is going and denying that what Elazar's student said. Yichbar Rabbi Yani Rabbos. Does it mean he's also going to deny that Rabbi Yani, his Rebbe, would say in his name? Amar Rabbi Yani, Amar Rabbi. Moda b'shtar shakasav tzarech l'kaimo. If one admits that he drafted the document, then he has to go and certify it. Amar Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan said, Rebbe, lo mishta seinu yizu. My Rebbe, this is it. Isn't that what it says in our Mishnah? That somebody who admits that he wrote a gift, you know, a Shtar Matana, but he says that he was a Shchiv Mira. We saw earlier that the one who's challenging admits that he wrote a Shtar Matana, but he says that he had been a Shchiv Mira at the time. So in other words, he maintains his gift was a Shchiv Mira, which was canceled when he got better. The recipient, the one who's getting it, they say that he had been healthy and that he gave it anyway, but it should be good. They said, Yochanan says that's with Kim Ashtar. So for Yochanan is saying that when somebody admits to the Shtar that it's authentic, he has to have the document certified, even when there's no one challenging from the Edom. Okay, so therefore we're knocking out the previous statement idea of Yochanan, of his response. And rather, he says like this, an explanation based off that which Rabbeinu Yosef says. Baram, nirim divrei Rabbeinu Yosef. If Zera comes and says that the words of Rabbeinu Yosef seem to be the emes de gezacht. I'm Rabbeinu Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yudam Rishmuel. Zu divrei chachamim. This din of our Mishnah that says that the giver is to bring a raya, that he was a shchimira, it goes in the world of the chachamim. We say that if one admits that he wrote this shtar, he doesn't have to go and have it certified. For Meir Omer, he says, Moda b'shtar shakosu tzarech l'kaimo. Someone is Moda, he has to be mekaimet. Rabbi Yochan is maskim with Ben Yosef, umay divrei kol. And what does Rabbi Yochan mean when he said that everyone agrees that the document doesn't have to be certified? It means that this is the view of the chachamim who are the rov. The rabbanim, like Rabbi Meir, divrei kol, because rabbanim, opposite Rabbi Meir, are considered divrei kol, because, you know, they're the majority. I, va'ifchik tanam, with the Mishnah, the opposite, chachamim omer, mamotzi b'chever olivera, they say if they bring a raya, which is showing that according to the Chachamim, you have to have it certified, even if he admits that he wrote it. If we're sitting right now, switch it around, right? To the Chachamim, who say that it's not necessary, and versus Rabbi Meir. Let's just switch it the other way. I have a tiny moment to the Bible, say, Ein Nemanim Leposlo. Edim, who authenticate a star, are not believed to disqualify to Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Nemanim. Chachamim say that they are believed. Right? So this goes against Rabbi Yosef's version of the Chachamim. So my Eifach, now switch that around also. I fact the Gemara Tanya, but willing to a brisa einem adam leposlo edim who are to authenticate a shtar are not believed to disqualify to be meir chamor minemon. They are believed. Efach, switch that around. I va Rabbi Yochanan. I just read that. Va Rabbi Yochanan raya be edim kamar. Rabbi Yochanan said that whoever has this, those who receive it, that have this shtar matana, has to bring a raya through edim, and it's Rish Lakish who accepts that as a raya. Therefore, Rav Yochanan is contradicting what he told Rav Yana. Efach, right? So switch that also. He's saying it's from Rav Yochanan. Leim alefach nami tiyufta. So now you want to say that the things we said earlier should also be
should be knocked around, because Rabbi Yochanan said by the story of Bnei Brak to show the Chachamim say they have to bring a raya through Edim, and said that this knocks off Reish Lakish's view, say the opposite. According to the Gemara, flipping it around, it's Reish Lakish who says you need to bring a raya through Edim, Rabbi Yochanan who accepts this the certification of the document, which is showing that Reish Lakish who said this story as you know, to knock it out, it was Reish Lakish, but not Rav Yochanan. You want to flip that also? Says Gemara, lo. Even though Rav Yochanan is accepting the certification of a document as a raya, and Reish Lakish would say you need Edim, still is Rav Yochanan who challenged Reish Lakish from the story of Bnei Brak. Okay. Beep, turn the page. Kuf, nun, hey, I'm an Aleph. And now let's understand what the knockoff was. What he was saying to him about the story. Bishlam, it makes sense according to me. Damina Raya became a star, because I say that proof can be brought through certifying the star. This is how we find the case of Bnei Brak, that the buyers were there on the land. They ended up on the land right now. You have to bring an Edim. How do we find that the purchasers were on the land? They didn't have any Edim to testify that this guy was an adult. We wouldn't have given them in the first place. So what I said actually makes sense. Amar le. So Reish Lakish to say back. By the case of Bnei Brak, I admit to you that this specific challenge of the family is not a legal challenge, and therefore, this property was given to the buyers even without Edom. Like he's saying, he's admitting that the buyers were able to get the possession of the property of Bnei Brak because there was no valid challenge to their claim. But Reish Lakish is arguing whenever an effective challenge is coming against it, that you can't collect until he brings Edom who are supporting it. Now, my Kamri, what are the family members saying? Katan haya, that he was a katan. Chazak eina Edom chos min al shtar, alim kein as a gadol. It's a chazak that they wouldn't do such a thing unless he was a gadol. And therefore, when the purchasers brought their shtar over here, like in the case of Neibach, we reject any suggestions that he was a katan, and we give this property to the buyers. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.